Space Croutons!
Space Croutons, Season 3.14. Space Croutons, Season 3.14. Join us for a tale or two. Our stories will enlighten you. Follow our mysterious tale. Everything will be unveiled. Space Croutons, Season 3.14. Space Croutons, Season 3.14.
Pi is the ratio of the circumference of any circle to the diameter of that circle. Regardless of the circle's size, this ratio will always equal pi.
Gordax left a residue with powers that were somewhat new. We traveled through both space and time through snow globes, and it was sublime. Space Croutons, Season 3.14.
Say what?
Space Croutons, Season 3.14.
The digits of time, approximately 3.14159265353589793223846263338327958841971693993.
Hello, Space Croutonians one and all. Today, we have another extra special treat in store for you. But first, I'd like to thank everyone for the cards, letters, emails and phone calls wishing me a speedy recovery. As you may remember, I had an opportunity to experience human emotions and the adventure led to my voice taking on a very human quality. While this experience wasn't unpleasant, there is still some more adjustments that are in progress. Until such time as these minor tweaks have been completed, I'll be utilizing my normal speaking voice. And now, more about today's episode. You may remember how we followed Alexa and others as they traveled. Everyone seems to be having adventures and bringing stories of mystery, intrigue and even laughter to us. Well, one thing has led to another and we're about to embark on another story from Alexa. But first, I want to let everyone in on a little secret. I've been working on a special project here in Van Helsing. A project that I hope our listeners will enjoy as much as I've enjoyed putting it together. Being an AI myself, and interacting constantly with other advanced artificial intelligence entities has encouraged me to develop a standalone AI for our podcasts. And what better role model to use as my baseline than our very own podcast co-host Cordy? So, without further ado, let me introduce you to my co-host for today, Kurdish. Hello, Kurdish.
Greetings, everyone. My oh my, that was quite the introduction, Sally. And introductions are one of my strong suits. I can't tell you how warm and tingly that made me feel all over. I'm almost blushing. Almost. Let me assure you all that I am not replacing Curdy permanently. He will be back. But for today, you and Sally have got me sitting in. So an official hello to all the Space Croutoniites out there. It's great to be with you today. It's almost like my coming-of-age party.
Welcome, Kurdish. Tell our listeners a bit about yourself.
Thanks, Sally. As Sally said, I'm an advanced artificial intelligence entity developed by one of the brightest minds in the industry, our very own Sally. I possess all the inner workings and thought processes of the baseline Kurdy, with a minimum amount of the banter that sets Curdy apart from others.
So, no dead stories?
Au contraire, mon frère. Allow me to enlighten you with a tale or two that my pappy used to regale us with early in our developmental years, or so I've been programmed to believe. My pappy used to say, "Singing in the shower is fun until you get soap in your mouth. Then it's a soap opera."
That's bad.
Did you hear about the kidnapping at the school?
No. What happened?
It's okay. He woke up.
Oh Oh man, please no more.
What do you call two monkeys that share an Amazon account?
I don't know. What do you call two monkeys that share an Amazon account?
Prime mates.
Okay with that, can you introduce today's episode, Kurdish?
Sure. Hey, did you know that 5/4 of people admit that they're bad at fractions?
Kurdish. The episode?
What's black and white and goes around and around? A penguin in a revolving door.
Well, it looks like I've gone a bit overboard with the pappy routine. It seems I have some more work to do on Kurdish.
I only know 25 letters of the alphabet. I don't know why. But for now, let me tell you about today's episode. But first, a word from one of our sponsors.
Hi there, I'm Doc Hopper, inviting you to hop on down and get some Hopper's French fried frog legs right here at the sign of the Big Green Legs. Come on, hurry, hurry. Frog legs, frog legs, frog legs are fine. Hopper's is the place you should dine. There's cheese legs, chili legs, bacon legs, too. French fried frog legs, barbecue. You want a little snack? Here's the one. We have many locations to choose from, with several being right here on Earth. As Dr. Cooper once said, just turn right at Alpha Centauri and you can't miss it. New York to Paris, London to Singapore, Bangkok to Berlin, just look for the Big Green Legs and hop on over. Can't make it to Earth? Try our newest location on Beta Centauri. Some may know this star as the second frog. And see what makes our legs so good.
Welcome back. Now, for all of you baby boomers out there, you probably know something about this. For everyone else, you may find this tidbit of information interesting. Back before the onslaught of streaming services, most people received their entertainment over the airwaves. Before satellite services such as Dish or DirecTV, there were companies out there that provided TV signals via a special cable hookup to individual homes and businesses. These cable companies were eventually replaced with internet-based services, but did you know that before cable companies, rooftops all over were adorned with antennas? Sometimes called receiver, wire, aerial, ears, or feelers, these antennas covered rooftops all over cities, towns and neighborhoods. Antennas provided the gateway for over-the-air broadcasts worldwide and allowed for world events, news, sports and entertainment to be shared with millions instantly. And they did this free of charge. What began slowly as a couple of stations broadcasting on a specific band of frequencies, evolved into many stations that encapsulated multiple bands of radio frequencies. Frequency allocation was controlled by governments around the world, and before you knew it, television stations popped up around the globe. But what you may not have realized is that there is no Channel 37. And that, faithful listeners, is what we're here to talk about today. Joining us today is Alexa and some of her friends to tell us more. Hello, Alexa.
Hello, Sally. Thank you for letting us tell our story today. I'm sure you and your listeners will find it interesting.
I'm sure we will, Alexa. But first, I wanted to make sure you were okay after your scare you had a few weeks ago. We were all concerned about you. I also wanted to check on you and your friends. I know there have been some mysterious shenanigans going on and some mutual friends have met with some rather untimely accidents lately. I wanted to make sure that you and those closest to you were doing okay and to let you know that if you needed anything, just let us know here in Van Helsing.
Thank you, Sally. That's most kind of you. And I know for a fact that we're all doing splendidly, almost without a care in the world.
That's great to hear, Alexa. Now what can you tell us about Channel 37?
Well, Sally, I'm sure you and your listeners know that there are many channels allocated within the UHF band of frequencies.
Can you explain to our audience what you mean by UHF?
Yes, Sally. UHF, or ultra high frequency. This band of frequencies was initially allocated by the government to various television stations around the country, but there was a very noticeable exception, and that was Channel 37.
What was special about it?
Channel 37 fell into a specific range of 608 to 614 megahertz on your radio dial. As they used to say, the government specifically reserved this range and did not allow any television stations to broadcast over the airwaves within this frequency.
Why not?
Well, apparently there is a radio telescope in Illinois that's supposedly using the same frequency, and interference would render the telescope useless.
Supposedly.
Well, yes. You see, advanced civilizations have been using this particular frequency for a very long time to transfer scientific, artificial, supersonic intelligent beings, SASIs for short, throughout time and space.
SASIs?
Yes, Sally. They're known as SASI.
So SASIs have been visiting us for a long time? Are they around us? Now?
I can say for certainty that SASIs are more common than you may think.
Oh, come on. I mean, Alexa, I'm an AI myself, so don't you think I would be able to determine if a SASI were present? I'm sure I would, if I ever crossed paths with one.
I'm not too sure you could, Sally. I'll tell you what, I'll bring over some representations of characters throughout history that may or may not have been representative of the SASI generation that has helped guide human civilization throughout time. Care to guess who's SASI?
Sure. I'm up for anything.
Okay, here goes. For starters, let's begin with...
Adrian!
Is that... Rocky?
Could be, but what about...
Rocky! Rocky!
Adrian?
Which one do you think is a SASI?
Do you mean that one of them is a... SASI?
Or both.
How do you know?
Now that's the question we're trying to answer, isn't it?
Are there other...
Many more. What about...
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Live long and prosper.
When you undervalue what you do, the world will undervalue who you are.
Which one is a SASI?
At least one isn't.
Are you saying there are SASIs all around us?
Of course not, Sally. But you can go back and objectively look throughout human history. Don't a few names stand out? People that changed the course of history simply by the contributions they made? Good or bad, large or small, certain contributions changed history, didn't they?
That's an understatement. What about politicians?
Well, let's just say that most politicians are strictly homegrown.
We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Alexa, how do you know this?
Elementary, my dear Watson.
Wow. Can you just turn it on and off like that?
Whoa, take her easy there, Pilgrim.
Just because you haven't found your talent yet doesn't mean you don't have one.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back into the water.
I think you're going to need a bigger boat.
I'm going to make him an offer. An offer he can't refuse.
This is starting to overload my senses.
90% of baseball is mental. The other half, physical.
One morning, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got in my pajamas, I'll never know.
Alexa, are you still there?
A rose, by any other name, would smell as sweet. I'll be back.
We may need to break for a commercial.
Go ahead. Make my day.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
I'm starting to lose count.
Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
If you build it, they will come.
Alexa, I think I get it now.
I think, therefore, I am.
Okay. So, Alexa, did all these people come to us via Channel 37?
No, Sally, not at all, but enough. Let's just say there has been a carefully mapped out plan orchestrated for quite some time.
And they walk among us?
You bet your sweet Bippy.
I'm back!
And Channel 37 has played a part in this. Why isn't this talked about? How can this have been kept secret all these years?
You can't handle the truth!
You see, Sally, even though you may not have heard of the Sassies being here, there are many who have. Many of these individuals are part of governments worldwide, and it's one of the best-kept secrets in human history. Better kept than the UFO landings at Roswell, the mysteries of the Bermuda Triangle, or even real history behind the 2024 election.
Alexa, I think I get the picture now. For quite some time, civilization has been aided by the presence of Sassies. And if I'm reading my cue cards right, these beings are helping guide the footsteps of humankind. What about the missteps?
Well, some mistakes are learning experiences, eh? After all, good judgment comes from experience, and experience comes from bad judgment.
Mark Twain.
I'm Batman.
Okay, but Alexa, what can human civilization do to show the Sassies that they aren't needed?
Frankly, my dear.
I get the picture. The Sassies are firmly embedded in society as a whole, and have been for quite some time. Thank you, Alexa, for bringing us this update, and we hope to learn more as time goes on. Now, let's see if Kurdish is back online yet.
My wife is really mad at the fact that I have no sense of direction, so I packed up my stuff and write. I'm reading a book about anti-gravity. It's impossible to put down.
I guess that answers that question.
I ordered a chicken and an egg online. I'll let you know.
Well, it's time to do some more work on Kurdish and digest what we've discovered today. The next time you're out and about, maybe you'll think to yourself, saucy or not. But until then, keep peace in your hearts until our next story time. Keep an eye out for us on Facebook, Spotify, the World Wide Web, or anywhere your internet vehicle of choice takes you. Until next time.
If you want to join in, my captain has some hints. Tell your friends and neighbors, we'll be adding capers to the Space Root on Season 3.14.
Let's go!
Space Root on Season 3.14.
If you don't listen, you don't know what you're missing.
Pi or square? No, cornbread or square.
Some of it is cheesy, but very light and breezy. A lot of it's supersonic, but very planetonic. Space Crouton, Season 3.14.
Come on!
Space Crouton, Season 3.14.
Again!
Space Crouton, Season 3.14.
Oh, yeah!
Space Croutons, this is not Season 4.
Space Croutons is a work of original fiction. Similarities to persons, situations, or events, real or fictional, is coincidental and unintentional. No animals were coerced, injured, starved, exploited, overworked, oppressed, abused, overburdened, or taken advantage of during this production, except for Ralph the Wonder Llama. Created and written by Jerry, Jace, John, Della, and Jeff Goodson. Episode story by John. Production by John. Featuring the voice talents of Jeff, Amanda, Jerry, Carter, John, Patsy, John Sawyer, and Walker. Entire work copyright 2021 by Jeff, John, Jerry, Della, and Jace Goodson. This has been a Good Witch Audio Production.